Adding contemporary sizzle to an American theatrical classic, that's ahead on NPR's All Things Considered.
Support for programming on WHRV-FM comes from The Cheese Shop, featuring an outdoor patio while offering a wide array of hard-to-find cheeses, wines, and specialty foods, and the renowned Cheese Shop sandwich. Family-owned and committed to quality, The Cheese Shop opens 7 days a week, Merchant Square, Williamsburg.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Tomorrow on NPR's Morning Edition, a conversation with a French anthropologist and expert on American desires, political and otherwise.
The archetype for me of Bill Clinton is cheap entertainer. He's cheap because it only makes like $300,000 a year, when Oprah Winfrey make several million dollars.
Dr. Colter Rapai on What Americans Want tomorrow on NPR's Morning Edition.
Morning Edition, tomorrow morning from 5 until 9, here on WHRV-FM.
This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. One of the most enduring forms of American theater is struggling to maintain its audience. The outdoor drama is a summertime tradition in dozens of tourist towns, usually low-budget productions with college-aged actors. The dramas recreate historic events or portray religious stories. But attendance is dropping for outdoor shows, and producers are looking for ways to spice them up for contemporary audiences. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
For more than 60 years, a small stage on the banks of Roanoke Sound has played host to an American theatrical tradition. Each evening, actors, singers, and dancers perform The Lost Colony, a story of England's first settlement in the New World.
In the spring of 1585, a colony of 108 men was sent out from England under the command of
Ralph Lane.
He took possession of the Indian village on the north end of Roanoke Island, refortified the place, and named it Fort Raleigh.
And the Lost Colony is performed like this night after night in a simple amphitheater near the site of that 16th century settlement. Written by Paul Green, a Pulitzer Prize winner, the play was the first of its kind in the United States and ushered in an era of grand outdoor dramatic spectacles that combined Shakespearean-style dialogue with choreographed song and dance. The English settlement commemorated by the play was a failure. Within 3 years, the colonists had disappeared. But the drama they inspired has lasted much longer. First performed on July 4, 1937, The Lost Colony was so popular in its early days that people traveled hundreds of miles on dirt roads and ferry boats to see it. Today, actor Robert Midgett says the production has grown into a coastal institution.
This is one of the biggest things in the whole East Coast as far as theater is concerned. It's the longest running outdoor drama in the United States. People come back year after year just to see this.
But despite the show's long history, the people who put on The Lost Colony have begun to worry about its future. Attendance has been slipping the past 7 years, reflecting a national decline in the popularity of outdoor drama. Ticket sales at the Roanoke Island Theater are down 17% from their high in 1993. And of greater concern to producers, the audience is getting older. The production's chief executive officer, Pat Salgado, says recent surveys concluded that younger people have little interest in seeing the show.
Younger audiences, I would say 30 and younger, really did not know what they might find in an outdoor drama. They usually thought it was a religious pageant. They thought the acting was a little bit questionable. It was slow. It was sort of stodgy. So they had a lot of negatives around it.
Salgado, therefore, is pioneering new techniques to make outdoor drama more appealing to today's customers. Some scenes have been trimmed from The Lost Colony because she says modern audiences have shorter attention spans. Dance numbers have become more elaborate, special effects more plentiful, and fight scenes between the settlers and Native Americans more violent. Salgado also has changed the way the play is marketed. She's advertising the old historic drama more as a romance. billboards and brochures used to feature heartwarming scenes of settlers or majestic pictures of Indians. Now they show two characters in a tender embrace, the young daughter of an aristocrat gazing at a poor but handsome sailor. Though history holds no clues about whether the couple linked up in real life, playwright Paul Green made them lovers in the drama, and Salgado built the Lost Colony's new marketing campaign around them.
The audience is looking for intimacy, a love story. That's a big seller. So if we look at film, we see Titanic, Shakespeare in Love. So this year, in Paul Green's script, we're focusing on the star-crossed lovers.
Please, John.
Miss Captain Dare, you love him not.
It's all settled. Shall marry Captain Dare.
For pride and place and family name.
The changes at the Lost Colony are being watched closely by producers of other dramas. Attendance at outdoor shows around the country is down about 15%, and some of the nation's 122 productions are in financial jeopardy. Scott Parker of the University of North Carolina Institute of Outdoor Drama says historical plays drew a smaller audience in 1999 than in any year since the mid-80s, and he says other shows would be wise to follow the Lost Colony's lead and aggressively try to win new customers.
When you continue to produce the same play year in and year out, especially if you continue to use the same people, it's easy for it to become stale. It needs to stay fresh. And so you need to bring in new designers. You need to bring in new directors and actors. Everything needs to stay in tune with the taste of the American public. And some of the theaters need to put a little more emphasis on that, I think.
Parker says there's a strong financial incentive for outdoor dramas to remain healthy. Though almost all the shows are produced by nonprofit groups, together he says they have a $500 million economic impact every summer. In addition, Parker calls outdoor drama one of only two uniquely American forms of theater. The Broadway musical is the other. And on those artistic grounds alone, he says outdoor productions deserve to be saved.
Long live the Queen!
Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Roanoke Island, North Carolina.